You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 820 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Welcome to The Light Show. My name is Kate DeVries. I am the Associate Director of the Young Adult Ministry Office for the Archdiocese of Chicago. We work with people in their 20s and 30s, both married and single, and I am here with the Director of our office, Father John Cusick. Good morning, Father Cusick.
Good morning, Kate. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. I'm very, very good, actually.
Excellent.
And this month of October is always one that's very enjoyable for me, at least the first week.
Is there a special day in October, Father Cusick?
Well, besides, there's also my birthday.
October 1st.
But
there are
two great saints that are within the first few days of October, which always have been held in fascination and awe for me. One of them, of course, I'm from Little Flower Parish.
Ah.
So St. Teresa of Little Flower has always been probably a patroness to me. The simplicity of life and the beautiful things that she wrote, and it just brings me back not only to my childhood, but it also is an inspiration to my adult faith. And then several days later is, I think, probably one of the most populous saints, not only in the Catholic Church, but when you think about it, there doesn't a year go by when there's not some reference to St. Francis of Assisi, whose feast we celebrate October 4th. Mm-hmm. And again, there was a picture in the paper the other day of the blessing of animals. And so every year, the whole world, somehow it seems to me, is made aware of St. Francis of Assisi, which is a great segue, Kate, for what we're going to do today.
And while we're segueing, I just want to thank the Franciscan community, the Franciscan Sisters of Christian Charity, and the Franciscan Friars of the Assumption BVM Province are sponsoring our show today, so thanks to them. And again, on that note, we are spending today talking about St. Francis of Assisi and Franciscan spirituality. So to all of our listeners, if you've been curious, please stay with us. If you've got questions, you're welcome to give us a call and join our conversation. We can be reached at 312-751-1979. But we do have some very special people with us here in the studio. And the first is Sister Sarah Hale. Good morning, Sister.
Good morning, Kate.
How are you today?
Fine, thank you.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Sister Hale is a Franciscan Sister of Christian Charity who directs service work with students from DePaul and the Near South Side. Mm-hmm. Anything else, Sister, you want to add?
Well, I think students from even high school kids from Wisconsin, Iowa have come to us, Michigan, to do their service retreats.
Excellent.
Wonderful.
Excellent.
Fine.
And
wonderful.
Service component is certainly a big part of Franciscan spirituality. And also in the studio with us today, we have Father Larry Janowski. Good morning, Father.
Good morning, Kate.
How are you?
Hey, Larry, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the Pastoral Center of the Archdiocese of Chicago.
Thank you. And thanks for the Franciscan plug.
Oh, great. I'm a great devotee.
There you go.
And I think what's interesting, and I think Sister Sarah and Father Larry, we want to get into this, is that there's such a fascination today among younger people exploring spirituality. We know that in the culture, oftentimes, there's been a separation between religion and spirituality. But my thesis is, if people are on a spiritual journey, they have to take it somewhere. And I think one of the things that we can offer them are some of the wonderful spiritual traditions of the Catholic faith. And so I just been looking forward to today for the last couple of weeks when we knew that we were going to just focus on Francis and all that has meant since the 1100s and how that incarnates itself today, and how that might be a spiritual path for many people in our church, and particularly young adult people, to consider as they look more deeply into Catholicism and the tremendous spiritual traditions that it offers people today.
Father Janowski, you are also a Franciscan friar. Do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes. I am, as you say, a member of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Province. And my work in the community originally was in communications work, very much like this. I have a background in writing. I write poetry, and I also teach. I teach at Dominican University, a related community to Franciscans. It's Francis and Dominic were friends. Mm. And I also teach at a community college in Chicago at Wright Community College.
Oh, great. Mm-hmm. Great.
So I'm with young people all the time.
Wonderful. And let me ask you, Father, what are you teaching?
I'm teaching everybody's favorite course, English 101.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Don't you love the people who correct your grammar?
Oh, my goodness.
I think I took that so course important. A couple times.
I became, got really good at it.
I became pretty good at it
there
about
go,
the third time around.
There you go.
That's
there
great.
You go. Well, we wanted to just start out by asking, who was St. Francis? Who was this wonderful gentleman that we model and we revere and we...
And I think the reason I ask is I want to get us beyond the stereotype.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, one I've already mentioned, the blessing of pets.
Mm-hmm.
Important as that is, that seems to be, oh, Francis, we celebrate and we bless pets. And the other one to me is you go to so many backyards, and Francis is seen holding up a bird bath somewhere among the flowers and with maybe a little bird on his shoulder or a little bird at his foot. And I'm thinking underneath that, there's got to be something an awful lot more.
Mm-hmm.
That you could share with us today and young adults could appropriate into their own identity. Mm-hmm. So Kate's got a great question. Sister Sarah, Father Larry, okay. Who was Francis? Why is he so fascinating?
I think he made people comfortable
In
serving, in living the gospel. And no matter how old you are, how young you are, you can feel comfortable living the gospel. And I truly believe that's what Francis did.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. I think, Francis is, just to take off from there, you took my line. We used to say when we celebrated in 1982, we celebrated the 100th anniversary of Francis, and we were saying across the country, get Francis out of the bird bath.
Yes. Mm.
But it's a good place to start. I think since Francis is characterized as being so connected to animals, we need to remember that the animal he loved the most was the human person.
Mm.
He loved people. And as Sister Sarah said, the making people comfortable, his greeting it was legendary. Good morning, good people, he would say. And he really believed that. And the reason he loved people so much is the same reason he loved animals and the moon and the sun and the stars, is he believed, and not in a symbolic way, but in a very concrete way, that he and all people and all creation are made of the same stuff.
Mm. Right.
So we're brothers and sisters, not because in Italian it comes out brother, sister, and a brother, sun, and sister, moon, but because it's really true.
Yeah, he really had a sense of his creaturehood.
Yeah, and we are all sharing that, which makes God our Father and Creator of us all.
Now, Sister, if I'm not mistaken, Francis was born of some means, wasn't he?
Yes, correct.
He, and when I look at a lot of young adult people today who are really career-driven, they want to succeed, they want to be successful, and the world is telling them you're going to have to because you're going to have to be on for your own retirement someday and all these kind of things. And yet Francis was, and then something happened. Where did he take the fork in the road?
It had to be directed by the Spirit.
Sure.
And when he got really, really sick.
Mm-hmm.
But I have found with the young people that we help them to serve others,
mm-hmm.
for some reason, I know it's directed by the Spirit, because when they come, and they come from means themselves, when they begin to serve people, there's something that just grabs a hold of them, and they themselves become, they feel good about it. Their own spirituality seems to develop more. They find the gospel more livable. It's being involved with the Franciscan sisters. And I don't know if I'm...
Oh, you are. You know, and I mean, it's important because it seems to me that Francis found something when he got connected to people and not just disengaged or above people. Mm-hmm. I have a little story. Many years ago when I was a very young priest, I used to take some of our high school kids down to a soup line at Catholic Charities at Des Plaines and Randolph. And these are basically suburban kids, and they're sort of disconnected from that part of the culture, as you would expect. I mean, when you're 15 living in a white suburb, you're not going to see a lot of homeless people. Mm-hmm. Well, when we would go in down on Tuesday nights, they would be talking about they're going to go see the drunks and the bums. Mm-hmm. Well, Father Larry, about 3-4 weeks into the mission, on the way back, there was a name change. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They said they started talking about the alcoholics and the homeless men. And I think, Sister, you're onto something. That's what service does. It puts us, as Father Larry said, into that connection to creation.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Because when they go back, they seem to be changed. They want to come return to Chicago to help again.
Sure. Wow.
I think in Francis, the moment we tend to say, and Francis said himself, was his encounter with the leper. It's a great story that he writes in his testament, his last testament, that what previously he found repulsive in life, he was deathly afraid of lepers, as most people were in the Middle Ages. And yet he says, at one point, the Spirit, as you say, led me into their midst. The story is that he was riding through the woods and saw a leper who rang a bell or somehow announced his presence. And for some reason, instead of running away, he got off his horse and embraced, and some stories say he even kissed the leper. And he says, from that moment, what had previously seemed terrifying became sweet. And he says, I began to spend my time among them. So there's not a great deal of difference in the experience of the young people who come to the sisters or who came with you.
Sure.
It's once you see these human beings and you begin to hear their stories, then that fear, which often separates us from others, is gone.
It dissipates.
Terrific.
And we need to go to a break. You are listening to The Light Show, hosted today by John Cusick, Kate DeVries, Father Larry Janowski, Sister Sarah Hale, and we have another guest who we will introduce you to right after the break. Thanks for listening, and we'll be right back.
The Franciscan Sisters of Christian Charity.
I was asking God what he wanted of me, what he wanted me to do with my life. The questions that most, I think, youth are asking.
And most Catholic health care comes out of a need to serve the community. What we add to it is the gospel vision and the healing mission of Jesus Christ.
I do my ministry because I am a Franciscan, and my ministry is touched by those things that I hold dear as a Franciscan.
Have you ever thought of that in all that you think of becoming and doing? Have you ever thought of giving your life to God and doing His work?
The Franciscan Sisters of Christian Charity, Roman Catholic women religious called to be. The world needs you, God calls you, and we invite you. Visit fscc-calledtobe.org. That's fscc-calledtobe.org.
Call to be.
Choosing an elementary school for your child is one of the biggest decisions you will ever make to shape your child's future. So why pick a Catholic school?
I want my kids to learn more than the 3 R's. They need a faith-based education so they make good decisions.
I want my son and daughter to go to college. At Catholic schools, attendance and graduation rates are nearly 100%. And when these kids graduate, they go to college.
My teacher is so cool. She knows who I am. She helps me when I have trouble figuring things out.
My son isn't a number. The student-teacher ratio is 18 to 1, and Catholic school teachers are really dedicated.
I want my daughter to feel welcome, to be safe.
The test scores are well above the national average. Look out, college. Here they come.
Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Schools to learn more about the great benefits of a Catholic education. Invest in your child's future. Make your child a winner for life.
And welcome back to The Light Show, hosted by the Young Adult Ministry Office of the Archdiocese of Chicago. We are here for people in their 20s and 30s, both married and single. And if you are a young adult, if there's anything we can do for you, or if you know a young adult, they are invited to contact our office. You can do that a number of ways. First is to give us a phone call. You can reach us at 312-466-9473. Again, that's 312-466-9473. Or anyone can always go to our website, which is yamchicago.org. All of our events and activities are listed on the website, yamchicago.org. And now we have the privilege of inviting another Franciscan friar into our conversation. That would be Father Joachim Studwell, who also goes by Father Kim Studwell. Good morning, Father. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thanks be to God. Up here in Wisconsin. Greetings.
Now, Father, this is John Cusick. We understand that in our studio today is one of your professors.
Yes, Father Larry. Hi, Father Larry.
Hey, Kim. Who would have thought 30 years later would be connected on the radio?
And we hope that he's doing his student proud.
And vice versa. So now you get your turn.
Great.
Father Kim, can you tell us, just from your point of view, who was St. Francis and what was unique about him?
Well, as both Sister Sarah and Father Larry have been talking about, that Francis certainly was a very real saint. And I think in many ways, Francis was in his day capturing the imagination in many ways like Mother Teresa did in our day. And the fact that he was an individual who inspired so many people, and it was a surprise to him, by the way. He did not plan on any of this. He just simply wanted to live for Jesus, living the gospel, and people began to flock to him, men and women. And, of course, the first female disciple was St. Clare of Assisi.
Yay.
So we have a wonderful history of individuals, but it was... I think this sense of surprise for Francis that people actually wanted to live the gospel like he did. And he did not go in with a plan. And so, as Sister Sarah was talking about earlier, I think the sense of being open to the power of God's Spirit and transforming lives. And people saw this fellow who had been rather socially engaged with parties before and changed his life right there in Assisi.
Mm.
And people saw how authentic, how real that was.
Yes.
And that became a real magnet for people, that this man was really living the gospel of Jesus.
And Father Kim, what part of Francis's mission has been incorporated into your life these days?
Something for me has been his sense of minority. We are called friars minor or lesser brothers. And that was the name that Francis himself gave to us. He didn't call us Franciscans. He called us lesser brothers. And Francis considered himself that. And it was very similar to what Father Larry had been talking about, that he loved people. And the sense was Francis's captivation with the Word becoming flesh, God becoming a human being like us, entering into our real lived experiences, so much so that the willingness to even undergo the reality of death. So, if you will, what in theology is called this condescension of God, the willingness to come to human life. So Francis saw this in his outreach, as Father Larry also had been mentioning, to the leper. In fact, that was one of the things that Francis really engaged in, was being among really the poorest of the poor. My experience has been oftentimes working with people who are would be considered less than desirable in our society. And God has really blessed me through those ministries. And I think that's what, Father Cusack, you were talking about when people going down to the soup kitchen or something like that. It's that notion of really going out of oneself, but not from higher to lower, but, if you will, seeing one another, not just the alcoholic or the homeless, but as John and Mary.
Exactly. And all of a sudden, to find ourselves, and I think Sister hit on this, Father Kim, when she was talking about service, we find ourselves in communion with other people.
Yes.
Not sitting in judgment or not disassociating ourselves. A moment for that for me, it was a sacred moment, believe it or not, a number of years ago in Chicago when I moved to Old St. Patrick's, a Mike Royko column upset me greatly. What Royko did is he went and found out the names of all the people who were panhandling on all the bridges in downtown Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden now, when someone had a name, you looked at them differently.
Yes.
Because he gave them their God-given name from their parents and gave a quick little history about each one. And all of a sudden for me, each one of those people was transformed. For me, who separated himself from them, had a name and a face, and I had to figure out what I'm going to do with this.
Mm-hmm.
It was I was led by the Spirit through a real crusty journalist in Chicago. And Father Kim, what are you doing up in Cheeseland up there? We just want to let you know we're very happy, of course, that our Bears smothered the Packers, but we won't go there.
Yes, well.
Yeah.
I'm the vocation director for the Assumption BVM province.
Wonderful.
Up here in Wisconsin, yes.
Let me ask you. I did that work for a number of years here in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the questions today that young adult people with whom you are privileged to engage in conversation, what are they? Where are they at? What are they looking for?
What I find, I think, with young men is a sense of identity and a sense of structure in life. Those two things seem to be coming very strongly. And it's not necessarily I'm looking for identity, I'm looking for structure, but it's, if you will, it's in the panorama of the various questions and in the conversations that I have with people. And I think part of that is very much related to, if you will, this becomes very intergenerational. Are you living what you say? Is this real? Is this something that I can really put my teeth into?
Sure.
So that becomes, especially, I must say, as a Franciscan, it's both encouraging as well as challenging.
Great.
Father Kim, thank you. And Father Kim is going to stay with us throughout this hour, so thank you so much for that. We are going to go to a break, and thanks to all of our listeners for staying tuned, and we will be right back.
You're invited to watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Here's host Graziano Marcheschi.
The Archdiocese of Chicago's Catholic school system educates almost 100,000 students each year. The attendance rate for these students is a very healthy 97%. 94% of Catholic high school graduates go on to college. The 217 elementary and 39 high schools in Cook and Lake counties make up one of the largest Catholic school systems, not just in the nation, but in the world. We'll talk to a few of the people on the front lines of our wonderful Catholic school systems.
For several interesting stories about the Archdiocese, please watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Radio TV for the time and cable channel in your area. That's www.archchicago.org. The Church, the Cardinal, and You, compelling television about your Archdiocese.
We asked people all over America, what have you done for your marriage today?
It's a good question.
I gave a huge hug this morning.
We've actually organized a date night tonight.
I took the baby while she worked.
I sent my husband a love email.
I have carried my wife's purse.
I shopped.
We talked.
I made my wife laugh. She's still laughing.
What have you done for your marriage today? Do something a little special. Get started at foryourmarriage.org, a message from the Catholic Communication Campaign.
Come celebrate our Catholic faith in the land down under. Pope Benedict XVI is calling young people from around the world to join him in July 2008 for World Youth Day in Sydney, Australia.
This vibrant celebration features popular Catholic musicians, catechesis by our bishops, including our own Cardinal Francis George, and an overnight vigil mass with the Pope.
Call the Office for Catechesis and Youth Ministry for details on this once-in-a-lifetime spiritual journey.
The number is 773-388-8674. That number again, 773-388-8674. Join 1 million young Catholics in this global expression of Catholic faith.
Hope to see you in Sydney next July.
And welcome back to The Light Show. We are talking about Franciscan spirituality today, and we have a number of guests with us here in the studio, Father Larry, Sister Sarah, Kate DeVries, and John Cusick from Young Adult Ministry, and on the phone we have Father Kim Studwell. But right now we'd like to turn to Father Larry Janowski, and just, Father Larry, in your travels with young adults, you had mentioned something to me that St. Francis, as he was in his 20s, really struggled with who he was and how to live out the gospel. Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Sure, but I'd like to go back to something that Kim said a moment ago, and that is that when Francis was young, he was quite the man about town. I mean, he was known as the master of revels. In other words, you wanted a party, you went to Francesco, and he knew who to call, who to get together, what kind of wine to get, and so forth. So, he was born into privilege. Some say his father was the wealthiest man in town. Mm-hmm. And as a matter of fact, he's called Francis, although his mother baptized him John, because his father made a lot of money in France, and he wanted to name his son after that country. Mm-hmm. So I think from that point of view, he was very much like any young person today. He enjoyed life. He enjoyed the company of friends. He liked to have a good time. Mm-hmm. At the same time, he was a religious man. You know, he was born a Catholic, and as far as we know, he was a good Catholic. You know, he believed in God, but he was struggling in terms of identity. His goal, again, I think a lot, like a lot of young people today from my experience, is that he wanted to be great. Mm-hmm. He wanted to do great things.
Make a difference with your life.
His goal was to be a knight. Mm. He wanted to be a soldier.
Wow.
As a matter of fact, his father bought him a suit of armor and a horse so that he could go out and fight against the neighboring Italian town. There was a lot of that going on at the time, and he did. And that's during that time he was taken prisoner and was in jail for about a year until his father could buy him out. Mm. And that's when it started. That's when he began to realize that maybe this life of that kind of hero is not really what this was all about.
There's another type of greatness.
Yeah, and he also got sick at that time, and that slowed him down. Mm. And it was at the end of that time that he began to turn inward and spend time grappling with, well, what is it? If it's not to be knighthood, then what am I to do? Mm. And he turned to himself, and he turned to God for an answer to that question. And he spent a great deal of time in prayer, which I think also is true of today's young people. They may not think of themselves as prayerful people, but I think the struggle that they go through trying to grapple with the values that the world says are important and the things that they see are important don't always go together. What is the church offering me? Mm-hmm. How do I fit in? All of those things are very real for Francis.
Let me throw a question to you and Father Kim. Larry, you mentioned that he spent time in prayer. What does that mean for people today? What does it mean to spend time in prayer? This is a question we get an awful lot from young adults today. Father, what does it mean to pray? How do you pray? So I'm throwing you a curve right now.
Mm-hmm. What I have found is that there's little quiet time in the students' lives, whether they be in grade school or high school, mm-hmm. college. And for them, when they do come to us for this weekend of service retreats, mm-hmm. they love to just come into our prayer room. Whatever prayer that they're saying, you know, it's a very personal thing, but it's the quiet.
Okay.
The quiet time.
So there's a stillness that
right.
opens other parts to us.
Yes, and Sister Maureen Bowmaster, who lives with in our convent also, she has a prayer corner for her primary children at Holy Angels. And very often she will find one or two of them over in the prayer corner being quiet.
Okay.
And that's something that any of us can do within our bedrooms, sure, our dorm rooms, wherever we're at. Just find a particular place for prayer.
Kim, you're doing retreat work up north of the Cheese Curtain there. What about, you know, as Father Larry said, that Francis spent time in prayer. What does that say to you, and how would you, his sister did, be descriptive about that to men considering a life of vocation as a Franciscan?
Well, I think one thing that comes to mind as I'm hearing folks talking about this, being quiet can be awfully intimidating. I mean, it's as you know on the radio, it's you've got quiet time, it's like, what's wrong?
We call that dead air. Yeah. That's a bad thing.
Right, exactly. And it's the same, I think, in people's lives. We're so used to, you know, various kinds of gadgets and machines, and we've got to have something going on all the time, whether it's the TV in the background or whatever. And the thing is, as Sister was talking about, this sense of quiet. But I think there's also a sense, and this might sound a little bizarre to mention it, but I think there's also a sense of prayer in the noise, and because we're so surrounded with noise, whether it's on the L or, you know, driving or whatever it is, I think it goes back to something that Father Larry had talked about, the sense of the quest on the inside, the sense for greatness. Everybody does it, and yet at the same time, nobody is really ever satisfied, and I think that's really where God speaks. Wasn't it St. Augustine who said, our hearts are restless until they rest in thee, O God? Quoting, actually, I think from, Psalm 62, that there's this sense of deep desire within us as human beings for something greater, for something more. Unfortunately, I think sometimes we focus on prayer as, oh, God, get me through this.
Right.
Or, please help, please help, please help, as opposed to the sense of a relationship. And I think when young people begin to discover the power of that relationship, and it may just begin with a very light conversation with God, there becomes this attraction. So on the one hand, it can be very intimidating, and yet at the same time, what I find is this longing, there's this real attraction to the sense of prayer, without even knowing what it is. It may even be just sitting with a question,
sure,
and inviting the Lord to be the center of that question.
I remember probably the best, simplest definition someone ever gave me of prayer. Prayer is practicing the presence of God. And I think, you know, when you say in the stillness and sometimes in the craziness of daily life, there's something more to which we're going to have to stay connected. And if we can do that, and that takes work. I look at young people today, and they do physical workouts and health clubs and every kind of thing, and I always say, well, what are you going to do for a spiritual workout? How do you practice, literally, the presence of God?
I have and I don't know if it's a definition. This may sound rather rude, but I think that what prayer comes down to, from one perspective, is three things. Slow down, shut up, and pay attention.
There you go.
So I think I think the slowing down is absolutely critical for us, right, because, as Kim says, we move so rapidly, especially in a city like Chicago and in the suburbs. We're always on the move. I was worried about getting here on time this morning because traffic was slow on Lakeshore Drive. So slowing down, and it is something we have to practice, so like working out.
Right.
But I think there are moments that we can discover. You talked about, you know, when you are working out. But I was thinking of, on public radio, they talk about the radio stories that are so good that they result in what they call a driveway moment, which means you sit in the car reluctant to turn the radio off because the story is so good.
Yeah.
I sometimes recommend people, when they come home from work or school, sit in the car for 5 minutes, turn the radio off, and just sit there and enjoy the quiet before you go into the house and continue your life.
Just to be still and know that I am present.
Yeah.
Well, we need to take another break. Thank you all for listening. You are listening to The Light Show right here on Relevant Radio, AM 820, and we will be right back.
You're invited to watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Here's host Graziano Marcheschi.
The Archdiocese of Chicago's Catholic school system educates almost 100,000 students each year. The attendance rate for these students is a very healthy 97%. 94% of Catholic high school graduates go on to college. The 217 elementary and 39 high schools in Cook and Lake counties make up one of the largest Catholic school systems, not just in the nation, but in the world. We'll talk to a few of the people on the front lines of our wonderful Catholic school systems.
For several interesting stories about the Archdiocese, please watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Radio TV for the time and cable channel in your area. That's www.archchicago.org. The Church, the Cardinal, and You, compelling television about your Archdiocese.
We asked people all over America, what have you done for your marriage today?
It's a good question.
I gave a huge hug this morning.
We've actually organized a date night tonight.
I took the baby while she worked.
I sent my husband a love email.
I have carried my wife's purse.
I shopped.
We talked.
I made my wife laugh. She's still laughing.
What have you done for your marriage today? Do something a little special. Get started at foryourmarriage.org. A message from the Catholic Communication Campaign.
Come celebrate our Catholic faith in the land down under. Pope Benedict XVI is calling young people from around the world to join him in July 2008 for World Youth Day in Sydney, Australia.
This vibrant celebration features popular Catholic musicians, catechesis by our bishops, including our own Cardinal Francis George, and an overnight vigil mass with the Pope.
Call the Office for Catechesis and Youth Ministry for details on this once-in-a-lifetime spiritual journey.
The number is 773-388-8674. That number again, 773-388-8674. Join 1 million young Catholics in this global expression of Catholic faith.
Hope to see you in Sydney next July.
Hi. This is Father Kim Studwell of the Franciscan Friars of the Assumption BVM Province. Are you a young man discerning the direction of your life? The Spiritual Toolbox on our website is designed to help make it interactive for a young man who is seriously looking at a way of life that would be different from what he's currently experiencing. And so we bring up either actual experiences in pastoral ministry or kind of like a composite of experiences in pastoral ministry. The intent is to bring the man to a potential life situation in ministry and to encourage him to prayerfully reflect, how would I deal with this? What tools and abilities has God given you to help rebuild his church in this world? Visit us online at franciscan-friars.org. That's franciscan-friars.org. We're the Franciscan Friars of the Assumption BVM Province. Prophetic, fraternal, Franciscan.
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 820 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 AM, the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio, 820 AM. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
And welcome back to The Light Show with Father John Cusick and Kate DeVries from the Young Adult Ministry Office. And as you might have heard on our commercial break, Father Kim Studwell, Vocation Director for the Franciscans, along with Father Larry Janowski and Sister Sarah Hale. Now, Sister Sarah, let's talk to you about the service component of Franciscan spirituality for a couple of minutes. Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, well, I really feel that the service is living the gospel. Mm. And if you take the New Testament and you open up to any story, it seems we have found it on the south side of Chicago. And, and in doing that, we are helping people to retrieve their lives. Now you say, well, you know, we're just a little agency funded solely by contributions from people who get to know us, and but it's surprising how you can make a person's life different by a pair of shoes, an ID card, a birth certificate. Doesn't know where he's come from, but you help him to write that letter. So it's many, many little ways. A friend of mine, Rex Alexander, he works extensively with young people, and he gave me three words. He said, helping people, you give them respect by recognizing them, and then that person has value. Mm. And how do you do that? You know, you're walking down Michigan Avenue or Exchange or whatever street you're on. It's maybe a nod, a smile, recognizing that person. We don't always get to know all their names, although we do at many of the gas stations. But telling them, have a safe day. Just does something for that person. A little story. We have a little girl, Tamara. And my grandniece was down here from Green Bay.
Oh, my goodness.
And they're both 8 years old, and we had them downtown. And Tamara had a quarter, and Rachel found a penny. And this gentleman asked for something, if he could have something to eat. And right away, Tamara took out her quarter. Mm. And Rachel looked at us, and she had found this penny, and she took out the penny. And the man was really impressed that the two girls gave what they had. They had seen us, in action. And I thought, wow, you never know how you're going to impact someone else how to serve people. You give, what you can. And I think we also, like with Francis said, make me an instrument of your peace. Well, what is that peace? And I like to say, make me an instrument by which we can serve others. Mm-hmm. You might have a couple extra dollars, but you don't want to go into the street. I love the street. And I don't like paperwork, but I love the street.
There you go.
And I can do a lot with your dollars in helping people and making that person feel good. Maybe it's a mattress that, my people have to help move, or a dresser or a bed or whatever it is. Sure. But we always need that gas money to get from point A to point B. So you can be helping others. So service, I think, is definitely living the gospel. You might not think putting gas in a truck is service, but it is, because it's getting the food to people who truly, truly need it. And there are a lot of people out there who truly need. And every homeless person you see is not an addict. we don't know where they're come from, so you don't want to judge either. And I think that's what I tell the young people that come to work with us, is that's somebody's brother or sister. It's somebody's son or daughter. So, hey, we're not about to judge why they are doing what they're doing. But the Spirit is calling us at this time. 14 years ago, I came to Chicago to go to CTU to be a parish director. Well, here I am, doing something I never thought I would do and just really enjoying it. But it's our community, the Franciscan Sisters, I have to put a plug in for them, who are truly sponsoring Sister Maureen and me down here in Chicago, and who agree with what we're doing and go along with this.
And if young adults want to connect with some of the great work you're doing, they can jump onto your website, and they can reach your website through our website, yamchicago.org, or they can go directly to fscc-calledtobe.org. Again, fscc-calledtobe.org. And I understand we have on the phone another person who is incredibly dedicated to serving the poor, those most in need. Good morning, Aaron. How are you?
Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. How are you? And thank
I'm
you
doing
for calling.
Fine. Thanks.
Oh, sorry to keep you hanging there.
No problem.
Yay. Wonderful.
This is Aaron Thrasher, who is working with Sister Sarah, doing some wonderful, wonderful work. Aaron, you want to tell us a little bit about what you're doing?
Yes, I would love to. However, I have an emergency at the door.
Oh, no.
No problem. No problem. I have a great example here. Tell Mom, Sister Sarah, we need the keys to the van. I have a young man here, Michael Mormon, which is a glove for the topic that you guys are talking about.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
So I'm going to pass the phone to Michael Mormon. This guy is absolutely awesome, and he's a glove.
All right. All right. Thanks, Aaron.
Okay. All right. I love you guys. Continue to pray for me, and I pray for you guys. And here's Mike.
You have a blessed day.
This is what
yes,
we call.
Good morning. How
good morning, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Well, welcome to the show.
Michael, I got a hunch we got an answer to what Aaron's doing there. He's, right
he's
now,
working.
He's a busy man.
Ministry of the Moment, we always call
That's
it.
Right.
My
yeah.
mic is on. Ministry
That's
of the
right.
Moment, and I left the keys for Michael hanging right outside the door on the pumpkin with his name on an envelope.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Right outside the door.
Right by the pumpkin.
On the pumpkin.
All right.
This is, see, this is what we do, Ministry of the Moment. And,
right.
we try to tell the young people this, too. You never know at what time the Spirit is going to call.
That's
there
right.
So,
therefore, we are blessed by live radio. How
it
about that?
Never a dull moment.
Never a dull moment.
So, Michael, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
How are you today?
What do you do to make the Spirit of Francis alive on the mighty South Side?
Donate clothes to the outreach. I work with the outreach.
Okay. Okay.
I do a lot of things with the youth. I take them places. They come out. They hang out with my family. So. It's just a spirit of giving.
Sure.
And you really don't think of it as a spirit of giving. You just think of something that you naturally do. It just
yeah.
comes to you.
Just flows right out of who Michael is.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Michael, talk a little bit about the young people that you meet in the community and in the neighborhood. What are some of the concerns and worries and fears that when you look them in the face, you know that they got them?
Well, our young people, you know, they need to understand what they're going to, what
okay.
they're going through.
Okay.
And they may not understand everything that they're going through or how they're feeling about certain things. And what we do is try and support that feeling, try and nurture that feeling,
okay.
but also try and give it a spiritual side as well.
All right. So that it's not just the streets, that there's God is working in there someplace.
God is working in there, and they have to, and we have to help them discern it. They may not be able to discern it yet.
Absolutely.
So what we do is try and you know, get to them and say, you know, this is what you may be feeling, and I've felt this before, and this is how I handle it.
Yeah.
So they kind of, you share your experience, encouraging them.
Sure. Now, Michael, what's been your journey? Why are you there when you could be doing so many other things with your life? Why, as a young person, are you doing what you're doing right there on the mighty South Side?
Well, you know, it's my journey is kind of strange, because if you would have asked me maybe five, seven years ago, would I be in this space, and I would say, no way, you know, because it's just, when you think about it, when you really step back and look at it, you think it's an awesome thing, but when I started, I just started with simple things. At 5 years ago, I didn't pray as much as I did today. 5 years ago, I didn't go to church as much as I did. So now I'm starting to grow, and I'm starting to nurture. Now I'm starting to spread that spirit that I caught with and share it with the young people and try and encourage them.
Wow.
But it's a growing, I mean, yeah. we always in a constant state of growing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was a time when I used to set my phone to pray in the morning.
Sure.
But after a while, I didn't have to set the phone because it came to me automatically.
Yeah. So it's almost like putting on your shirt in the morning. It's something that you do.
Yes, and when you say driveway,
yeah.
When I get to my job in the morning, I'm a bus driver, so I always get there a couple minutes early. So I always, that's my time to pray. That's
wow.
my time to be alone.
There you go, yeah.
And that's my time to, I have a book called 5 Minutes a Day for Busy Dads, and I read that, then I you know, pray.
Yeah,
and then
nice.
I go into my job.
Wow. What a testimony. That's really pretty powerful stuff. And, of course, the more connected you are, the greater you can serve other people.
Yes, yes. And, you know, the more you're connected, it's like when you're really in it, you don't really think about what you're doing. You know, you're just helping, encouraging them, helping them understand.
Right.
And they see it through you.
And I think we saw great witness of that when we got on the phone with Larry. All of a sudden, he said, "There's someone at the door. We got an emergency. I'm there."
Aaron, yes.
Aaron. You don't think about it. You just do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Great. Well, Michael, thanks so much for spending a couple minutes with us this morning, and blessings upon all of your work.
Thank you.
And do us a favor, would you pray for us too?
I certainly most
all right.
will.
All right. Have a blessed day.
All right. You too now.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
And before we go to break in about a half a minute, final thoughts. What do we need to say to young adults about Franciscan spirituality, walking as Francis walked? Final thoughts, Father Larry?
I would just say part of, as I said about prayer, it's slowing down, shutting up, and paying attention. And by that, I mean prayer is as much listening as it is talking. We so much have things to say to God, and certainly we should.
Yes.
But we should also listen. And one of the places Francis listened, surprise, the gospel.
Wow.
It was the words in an ordinary mass that he heard from that he'd heard many times before, saying, if you would want to follow me, leave what you have and follow in my footsteps. And he said, that's it.
That's
what I want to tell
you. There you go.
He heard the old story for the first time.
Absolutely.
Wow. Mm-hmm. We'll be back.
Have you noticed that the toughest challenges are those that help us grow the most? Hi, this is Father Kim Studwell of the Franciscan Friars of the Assumption BVM Province. Are you a young man discerning the direction of your life? Then we invite you to visit the Spiritual Toolbox on our website. It's designed to help you reflect on some real-life challenges, just like St. Francis of Assisi, our founder. Rebuilding the Chapel of San Damiano, Francis used the simple tools of his time, an awl, an axe, a hammer, stones, and his own two hands. He discovered God was calling him beyond himself. It's both heartening and challenging to be called, like Francis, to rebuild or repair the church. What tools and abilities has God given you to help rebuild his church in this world? Visit us online at franciscan-friars.org. That's franciscan-friars.org. We're the Franciscan Friars of the Assumption BVM Province. Prophetic, fraternal, Franciscan.
Welcome to Mission Chicago 2007 as we celebrate the theme of spirituality. Evening missions are taking place throughout the Archdiocese in both English and Spanish. Spirituality themes include the meaning of being created in the image and likeness of God, exploring our potential for growth in Christ, and the spirituality of African American music and song. These are single evening missions, and there is no cost. Find out when and where by going to www.missionchicago.net. That's www.missionchicago.net. It's Mission Chicago 2007, the year of spirituality. Accept this mission. The rewards are everlasting.
Welcome back to The Light Show with Kate DeVries, Father John Cusick, and our special guest today, Sister Sarah Hale, Father Larry Janowski, and still on the phone with us, Father Kim Studwell. Father Kim, any final thoughts for young adults? Just very briefly, what should we be telling people in their 20s and 30s?
When it comes to Francis, and I would also add St. Clair, it was all about Jesus.
Okay.
It was all about Jesus. That's the best thing I can say.
All right. Stay Christ-centered.
Yeah. And as Father Larry said, he found it through the Gospels, because that's the Jesus in our midst. Those are the stories that heal and the stories that give life and the stories that challenge.
And we say that's a living word, and that means that all the people are also the living word of God.
Sure.
And it's that incarnation that Kim was talking about.
During the break, we were just saying this to me has just been a wonderful hour. And we want people to know, if you happen to be listening today, that this show is going to be put on our website, as all of the light shows are, and that is, Kate has mentioned, our website is www.yamchicago.org. In about a day, you'll be able to download this show, either listen to it live on your computer or download it to any type of an MP3 player. And so if there are young adult people that you know who might be your own sons and daughters or your own grandchildren, I have a sneaking suspicion they would find great benefit in this show, in their own spiritual journey, and in hearing these wonderful, wonderful people that we've been privileged to be with this morning incarnate for us something that you just can't put in words. There's a spirit of Francis, and it's sitting in this room right now. And it, I heard it, you know, coming through the airwaves of Milwaukee, and I heard it in these two young men from the south side of Chicago. There's some things you can't capture just in words. There is a spirit to life, and that's a, we are led by a Holy Spirit. And I'm just thrilled. So let people know, this show will be on our website, yamchicago.org, and it can be, if you know somebody heading off to work, or if they're going to be going to the health club and get on the, one of those magic machines, download this show, put on their headphones, and stay in touch with God through the and Jesus Christ through the work of Francis.
And now a little bit about the work of Young Adult Ministry, which hopefully is in line with all that Francis was about. We are continuing our Yacht Clubs. Yacht stands for Young Adult Catholics Hanging Together. The next Yacht Club gathering will be out in Schaumburg on Thursday, October 18th. Mr. Frank Hannigan here from the Archdiocese of Chicago is giving a great talk on relationships. The Yacht Club I&M Canal in Lamont just met last night with a talk on the differences between the religious orders. I know next month they have Ms. Jackie Pozek speaking. She's exciting and energizing. It's going to be a great talk. That Yacht Club meets the second Tuesday of every month, and complete details are on our website, yamchicago.org. Also, coming up for parishes, Father Cusick and I are doing what we call a leadership training workshop for those involved in gathering, interested in gathering young adults. So if your parish is looking around saying, you know what, there aren't as many people in their 20s and 30s as there used to be or as we'd like to see, we are going to do a half day on Saturday, November 10th, dedicated to changing that. So if you in your parish would like some information, let us know. We are sending information to every parish, but it doesn't always get into the hands of the right people. So if we can help you with that, we want to do that.
And that leadership training will take place at the Young Adult Ministry office, which is located 30 feet off of the Kennedy Expressway at Monroe. And the street address is 711 West Monroe. And as Kate said, it's a half day on Saturday, November 10th. That'll begin at 12:30, and it's out the door at 4 o'clock. Yes. And it's going to be, trust us, a jam-packed 3.5 hours. And hopefully, if please come and invite people who might benefit from learning a little bit more of the skills of connecting young adult Catholics to our church. And after that, Kate and I are always more than happy to go out to local parishes and continue the work.
And we want to thank the Franciscan Sisters of Christian Charity and the Franciscan Friars of the Assumption BVM Province for supporting our show today, for sponsoring our show. Sister Sarah, did you want to give us a phone number in case people are able to donate to the great work that you're doing?
Yes. My phone number is 773-848-5600.
773-848-5600. And keep the spirit of Francis alive through helping Sister.
Be joyful.
Father Larry, Father Kim, Michael, wherever you are, Aaron,
yes,
at the door.
Wherever you are, whatever you're up to.
You've blessed us with the spirit of Francis, which is nothing more and nothing less than the spirit of Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
Peace
God
to this house. Mm-hmm.
Peace
Thank
to
you.
All.
Peace and good.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 820 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. A wonderful day, and God bless you.